right, proxy variables. We're not going to have experimental data. We're not going to create the value of the IV. We're going to measure it. The variables we have might be the actual causal variables influence the criterion. More likely, they're only correlates of those causal variables called proxy variables. When the data you have is not the variables you want, it's a proxy. Many of the subject variables that are very common in multivariate modeling are like this. Is it really sex? Y chromosome. Is it really ethnicity? Melanin and where you grew up. Is it really age? How long you've been on the planet that are driving the criterion? Or is it all the differences in the experiences, opportunities, or other correlates of these variables? Sex is a proxy. We don't even know what it's a proxy for. When I say sex is a predictor in the multiple regression model, I have a sex effect for this, I have a sex effect for that. Do we really think that it goes all the way back to whether or not you got a Y chromosome? That's the challenge of working with proxy variables. Let's go to something that's even more tempting. Every time we look in all the different classes, all the different ways, time on task is always part of the regression model. We can look at it by itself. We can look at it in the context of virtually any model. And time on task, number of practices, keeps showing up. Is it really the number of practices? Or is the number of practices tied to why you practice that many times? Or is it tied to something that was a result of how many times you practiced, and that's what improved your score? You see the problem? Just because we've measured something, just because we've put it into a model, doesn't mean that that is the cause of the criterion. Correlation does not imply causality. It didn't when we had simple models. It surely doesn't where we are now. Replication and convergence are your best approach. In a sense, proxy variables are a kind of confounds because we're attributing an effect to one variable when it might be due to another. Well, when we had non-experimental data, and the people in 450 have had a little more of this than the people in 350, when we couldn't run an experiment, when we couldn't count on random assignment to clean up all the subject variables and procedural control to clean up all the procedural variables, and we had all these possible confounds, the only thing we could really do is try and pick them off one at a time. If everybody in the study is a male, gender can't be a confound. We've picked that one off. If we've matched on the number of years of prior experience, we've taken care of that one variable. Well, we can take the same approach with proxy variables. I find this wonderful relationship between gender and performance. Is it really gender? I know from previous research that motivation, the amount of preparation, and testing comfort all have gender differences and are all related to test performance. See my problem? I don't know if it's gender or the motivation difference between genders or the preparation difference between genders or the test comfort difference between genders that's pushing performance around. And let's ignore for the fact that it could be infinity minus four other things. Okay, let me bring it down to this five variable universe for a second. So what we do is we run a multiple regression with gender, motivation, amount of preparation, and testing comfort all in there as my four predictors. If gender doesn't contribute, then we know that this wasn't really gender we were seeing here. It's some combination of motivation, amount of preparation, and testing comfort. Make sense? Because gender had nothing unique to contribute. It was sucked up by motivation, amount of preparation, and testing comfort. If gender doesn't contribute to the model, if gender does contribute to the model, we still don't know that it's gender, but we do know it's the part of gender that's not related to motivation. We do know it's the part of gender that's not related to amount of preparation. And we do know it's the part of gender that's not related to testing comfort. You with me? We can rule out variables by putting them into a model and having the main variable we're looking at still have a unique contribution. That's why these multivariate statistics are so powerful. Because we can't run experiments. We can't hold things constant nearly often enough. Matching is a nightmare. And so we end up trying to say, is there anything gender left over when we take things into account? We still don't know that it's gender per se, but we do know what it isn't. And that's how science tends to work. So you rule things out. You sort of disprove enough things and call that proof for what you're looking at.